The Iron Age was a period in human history that started between 1200 BC and 600 BC, depending on the region, and followed the Bronze Age. Bronze is a metal created by combining copper and tin, and is harder than copper alone, but is also harder than pure iron and far more resistant to corrosion. That said, iron has several advantages, such as its ability to handle high temperatures, allowing us to build things like furnaces out of it. It can be magnetized, it's easy to manipulate, and there aren't any iron shortages to worry about, as the Earth's crust is 5% iron. When heated with carbon, it becomes steel, a much harder metal, and it was this innovation which helped make the use of iron widespread, especially after the collapse of several Bronze Age civilizations. This period in history can't be understated, because it was so devastating that trade routes were lost and literacy declined or vanished in parts of the world that were once magnificent empires, like the Mycenaean civilization in Greece and the Hittite Empire in Turkey, with fabled cities like Troy completely destroyed. The cause for the collapse of the Bronze Age kingdoms remains unclear as far as academia is concerned, with several theories being discussed. But if one really looks at the archaeological record, the evidence suggests that there were some dramatic earth changes that took place between 3 and 4,000 years ago. While most mainstream researchers will concede to local catastrophic events, such as droughts around the Mediterranean or the volcanic eruption at Santorini that decimated the Minoan civilization 3,600 years ago, I would argue that cataclysmic events extended far and wide, with rivers drying up and changing course, or extinctions of some fauna, such as the last woolly mammoths which lived on Wrangel Island in the Arctic Ocean, which died out within a short time, about 3,600 years ago. There were earthquakes, famine, and socio-political unrest everywhere. It was during these upheavals that invasions into places like Egypt and India took place by Aryan tribes on horseback, ushering in new dynasties with what came before barely remembered as myths and legends. Toward the end of the anthropological period known as the Iron Age, a Greek shepherd named Hesiod wrote down what is known as the Five Classical Ages of Man around the 8th century BC. This was a very popular epic poem that was likely based on an unidentified older legend, possibly from Mesopotamia or Egypt. But as the legend goes, Hesiod was out one day tending his sheep when he met the nine muses, who were said to be daughters of Zeus and divine beings who inspired creativity in people such as poets, painters, sculptors, and various artists. And it was traditional to always invoke the muses at the beginning of an epic poem. On this day, the muses inspired Hesiod to write the 800-line epic poem called Works and Days, which are composed of three myths: the story of Prometheus's theft of fire, the tale of Pandora and her box of ills, which I'll cover each in their own video, and the five ages of man, which I will discuss in this presentation. The five ages of man is a Greek creation story that traces the lineage of mankind through five successive ages or races, including the Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, the Age of Heroes, and the present, according to Hesiod, Iron Age, which differs in dating from the traditional Iron Age I've described up until this point. In ancient mythology, the sequence of events is opposite of how it's presented in the anthropology classroom, where we're told that events transpired from a more simple and primitive state, culminating in our modern times, which are perceived to be the most advanced and superior times. According to Hesiod's poem, and other legends from around the world, the further one goes back in time, the more impressive the civilizations become. And rather than experiencing an evolution, mankind has undergone a devolution, brought about by periodic cataclysms from which humanity must pick up the pieces and start all over, each time in a more degenerative state. That said, the Golden Age was the mythical first period of man. The people of the Golden Age were formed by or for the Titan Cronos, whom the Romans called Saturn, and mortals lived like gods, never knowing sorrow or toil. When they died, it was as if they were just falling asleep. No one worked or grew unhappy. Spring never ended, and life was described as a sort of utopia or paradise. And if we're to compare this to the Bible, this would be like the Garden of Eden before the fall. During the Golden Age, when people died, they became daemons that roamed the earth, a Greek word only later converted to demons, and originally did not have negative connotations attached to it. In this context, it meant a type of spirit that was somewhere in between gods and humans. Daemons was defined as divine beings, and they can be either good or evil in nature. When Zeus overcame the Titans, the Golden Age ended. During Hesiod's Silver Age, the Olympian god Zeus was in charge. Zeus caused this generation of man to be created as vastly inferior to the gods in appearance and wisdom. He divided the year into four seasons. Man had to work, plant grain, and seek shelter. But a child could play for 100 years before growing up. The people wouldn't honor the gods, so Zeus caused them to be destroyed. When they died, they became blessed spirits of the underworld. In Mesopotamia, silver was the metal of the moon. Silver was softer, with a dimmer luster than gold, and is traditionally less valuable. So we can already see that this implies it is an inferior age to the one preceding it. Hesiod's third age was of bronze. Zeus created men from ash trees, which is a hard wood used in spears. The men of the Bronze Age were fierce, strong, and warlike. Their armor and houses were made of bronze, and they did not eat bread, living mainly on meat. It was this generation of men that was destroyed by the flood in the days of Prometheus's son. And when the people of the Bronze Age died, they went to the underworld. Keep in mind, this is not necessarily the same time period as the Bronze Age described in anthropology. Copper is a component of bronze and is the metal of Ishtar in Babylon, as well as Venus or Aphrodite. In Greek and older myths, bronze was connected to weapons, war, and warfare, and their armor and houses were made of bronze. For the fourth age, Hesiod dropped the metallurgical metaphor and instead called it the Age of Heroes. This is the only age where things don't get progressively worse, but instead, the Age of Heroes referred to a period which is also discussed by the poet Homer, where things were more just and a class of men were regarded as demigods, strong, brave, ethical, and heroic. Some speculate this was the Mycenaean Age, the Aryan Age, but it came to a close with great wars and many of the people died. In an anthropological context, this could also be seen as a period of affluence for some of the offspring of Cro-Magnon, which are the first fully modern humans, which appear suddenly in the fossil and genetic record with a massive cranium larger than today's average, advanced tools, art, and a chin, which is considered a sign of agricultural diet, and a lack of prognathism, meaning how far the mouth sticks out from the face, which is considered an archaic or simian feature that Cro-Magnon did not have. The fifth age was the Iron Age, Hesiod's name for his own time, and in it, all modern men were created by Zeus as evil and selfish, burdened with weariness and sorrow. All types of evils came into being during this age, such as greed and disloyalty. Piety and other virtues disappeared, and most of the gods who were left on earth abandoned it. Hesiod predicted that Zeus would destroy this race someday. So, the five ages of man is a long passage of continuous degeneration, except for the heroic age. And although many people believe that our current mass production of plastic products, oil-based energy consumption, and ability to create pollution on an unprecedented scale makes us very advanced, Hesiod's message is that we're actually in a decline, and have been for some time. His other poems are highly symbolic as well, and have to do with the fall of man and woman, and the loss of higher states of consciousness, and innate godlike abilities, which are now dormant and largely unknown or forgotten by humanity in its present state of amnesia. There's an ancient adage at the Temple of Delphi that says, "Know thyself," and it appears that we no longer know and instead are distracted by materialism, media, porn, and other degeneracy which contribute to the fall. The interpretations that I'm alluding to are not taught in universities, but are disclosed at the highest levels of mystery school religions and secret societies, and I will address them in detail in a follow-up video presentation for those who are interested. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon, as well as through various other major book outlets. They make a great gift. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description section. I appreciate it. Thank you. Please hit the like button and subscribe for future updates. As always, I look forward to reading your comments. So please leave me your thoughts below. Please have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.